You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there was a story we were sharing. I think it was day before yesterday. It might have been the goodbye story of the day. And it was about a woman who was busted at the airport because she was smuggling baggies of marijuana. She was smuggling the baggies of marijuana in an adult diaper that she was wearing.
Yeah, why not? You know, shove it in there.
And to me, the funny part of the story is that she wasn't necessarily trying to get it past the TSA people. I mean, she was. But her primary reason for shoving that stuff down in the adult diaper is because I guess she might have been sharing a bag with her mom who was traveling with her. And she was hiding it from her mother. So she got held up at TSA and they confiscated her pot weed because she was trying to hide it from her mom. And we see these kind of stories and it just reminds us that our listeners have very funny stories about things they are still, as grown arse adults, they are still hiding from their parents.
It's funny. I had this conversation with Sweet Knickknack just a couple days ago because she was getting ready in the bathroom and I made a comment about her belly button ring that she has. And something came up about she was reiterating that her dad still doesn't know that she has this, and she's had it for God as long as I've been with her, and then beforehand. And she was laughing. She's like, "Yeah, I still have never told my dad I have a belly button ring." I was like, "Just tell him at this point."
Well, I mean, if she goes swimming around him, won't he see it?
I guess she doesn't, because he lives
in
a different
state.
She never
gets in a pool around him.
Yeah,
don't you guys go out and stay at his house?
What if she takes it off? She must take it out or something. That's a good point. But yeah, he doesn't know that she's
got
the belly button ring.
You talk about how you guys go to his house out in Nevada and you love hanging out at his
pool. Trying to think of Knickknack swimsuit. Oh, you know what? She's got a one piece when she's out there. She's got the one piece on.
That's funny. It doesn't have like a little
little bump there. Well, it just looks like she's got an Audi. And I was like, "You need to tell him." And she's like, "You know what? At this point, no. I'm just going to just continue. I'm going to see how long this goes. I'm never going to tell him."
Yeah, she's in
He'd
her
be
40s
so
now.
Disappointed.
You think she can tell her dad?
I think at this point it's just kind of a funny little thing. Like, "Yeah, I'm still not going to tell him."
I'll tell you what, we're opening up phones for this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We want to laugh with you this morning about what you're still hiding from your parents. You're an adult. You still hide what from your parents? And it could be something that you did, like they still don't know that you did something, or something that you got away with, and you still, to this day, keep it a secret. You know, the funny thing about Nicole not telling her dad, my parents have both been gone for a long time, so I don't really have a story like this, but I do remember something where I was like a teenager and I broke something of my brother's. It was a glass table. I broke it. He ended up blaming his son for it. He thought his son, who at the time was like five, he blamed it on his son. And all these, you know, for years went by and I never said a word. I was just, well, if he thinks little Scotty did it, then Scott can take the blame. That's fine. And I talked about it on the show. This was, God, 25 years ago, whatever. And the partner I was working with on the show at that time, a woman named Jo, she was like, "You need to call your brother right now and get this off your chest. You know, you've been carrying this guilt around all these years. You need to call your brother and just admit, because that's a horrible thing to eat away."
And then
you
call little Scotty,
too. Shattered that.
Call Scotty and apologize, too, that he got in trouble for it.
Okay, well, that's the funny part of this story, because live on the air, we call my brother Dean. He had no idea. And I put him on the air, and I told him, I said, "Remember 20 years ago, you had a glass table broken, and I just wanted you to know I'm the one who did it. It wasn't Scott." And there was this long pause. He goes, "Bro," he goes, "I don't even remember that. I don't even remember a glass table or something like that." I carried around this guilt all those years, but he closed by saying, "You shouldn't be calling me. You should call Scott."
Yeah, he probably got grounded, spanking or something.
He got in trouble for it, and I carried that around. So I'm wondering if Nicole has been keeping this from her dad, and she could finally come out and tell him, and he'd be like, "So?"
Yeah, well, obviously at this point, he'd be like, "So?"
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. So what are you still hiding from your parents all these years later? Before we go to break, let's take one quick call before we head off to a break, and then we'll take more on the other side. Cheryl, is there something that you still have never told your parents?
Good morning. Yes, I have never told my parents that I was sent to the principal's office in third grade.
Oh, no. Why were you sent to the principal's office?
Because I got out of my seat during the lunchtime, and apparently we weren't supposed to do that. And the principal saw me do it, sent me to his office, and I cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. I was so upset because I was a rules girl, And I always said I would tell them on my wedding day. That's the day I was going to tell it to my mother. And I just never got married. I'm 52, and I still am never married. So I still don't know.
Well, just hold on to it. At this point, don't tell them.
Wait
don't
a minute. Is your mom still around today?
On her deathbed or something.
On her deathbed? Is that what you said?
Would you like to call her and tell her live on this show that you were sent to the principal's office?
No, she's still asleep. No, let's not bother her with that.
She's still resting. She's resting.
You wimp.
What a dumb rule not to be able to get out of your seat at lunch. That's stupid anyway.
Stupid rule.
Let's call that principal and tell me he's stupid.
If every kid got out of their seat, you know, Cheryl, it would be chaos in that cafeteria. So
you're probably right.
Oh, listen, you're fine. You know, I can relate to the whole thing about being a rules kid. I was the son of a first sergeant, so I know what you're talking about. You know, we had to follow rules.
That's right.
So
you busted.
I'm glad you called. Go have a great day, okay?
You guys, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. It would have been fun to call her mom, though.
Bobby wrote in. He says, when I was in high school, a friend and I decided to have a bit of a flamethrower fight in my parents' garage using spray cans and lighters. We set a few things on fire, managed to put them out, and then we went inside to play video games. Never told my parents. but again, I feel like Dad probably would have noticed a few things that were burnt and singed.
Yeah, if something's crispy, then yeah, and even the smell of it.
Yeah, they probably knew, Bobby.
Let's go to the phones. Here's Taz, who's on the line. Taz, is there something you're keeping from your parents?
Yeah, so currently I have a warrant out for my arrest.
A warrant?
God.
What's the warrant for?
What'd you do?
Actually, it's not that bad. It was just registration, expired registration.
That's it?
And you can't just take care of that?
Just pay it.
Well, I was actually going to visit them. I got stopped, got the ticket, tried to pay the ticket. The prosecutor ticked me off, so I got into it with him. He took away my right to pay it online, so therefore issuing a warrant off my arrest because I have to go to court again to pay it now with another judge.
Is this out of state?
Yep, it's out of state. So I've have court today with a judge to say, your prosecutor wouldn't let me pay it. So there is a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you kind of get mouthy with the prosecutor? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I kind of had some choice words and hung up the phone on him.
Dang, you don't want to do that. Now you have a warrant.
What state? I got to know.
It's out of Kansas.
Kansas.
Well, just don't go
wanted
to Kansas.
In Kansas.
Just don't go to Kansas.
Can you just, like, go around Kansas if you've got to go places? I mean, you can just drive around or something.
Well, I-70 goes straight through.
Take a different way.
That's what I'm saying. Get on I-80.
Go 80.
North. Go around the state if you can.
Which is a better option anyway. Just skip Kansas, dude.
But I got it going to visit them. That's the problem.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean,
that's
I do
really
love
good,
that.
Taz.
Listen, good luck. Let us know how that works out, okay? You can make your one call from jail to us, okay?
Fourth today at noon.
All right, well, good luck.
You're a good man. Thank you for being on the show. That's fantastic. Here's Bridget. Bridget, what are you keeping from your parents?
Well, when I was 16 years old, I used my mom's car to work at a restaurant that I was working at, and I got off early. I didn't tell her. Decided to go see a friend and backed up into a vehicle, and I was like, okay, well.
Hey, dump button.
God. She was like, shoot. All right. So obviously she didn't tell mom that she wrecked the car.
She didn't tell mom.
And that she's a potty mouth.